Okay, Darren took a look at dyslexia from the point of view of being a lecturer in motor vehicle, and he cited Regan Kirk, who came up with an extensive list of some of the difficulties that dyslexic students or dyslexic people can experience, and that ranges from those that are known, such as spelling and reading difficulties, through to things that might surprise some people, such as following a set of instructions, or having difficulties with their own grammatical structure. So not something that is internal to a specific word. People have in the past called dyslexia word blindness and things like that. But it's much bigger than that in terms of everything that they read and hear and process and try and put down on paper and so on. What's really interesting about what Darren had to say was that there are some very quite straightforward adaptations and adjustments that you can make that would support students with dyslexia. And interestingly, these things very often help clarify things for all other students as well, such as good clear contrast on between background and foreground, not having dark versions of the same colour on the same background, getting rid of fluff and bump and pictures and prettiness to make everything absolutely clear, having an electronic copy of things, using a suitable sans serif font size and so on. The other thing that really struck me about what Darren had to say was how important peer and self-assessment can be in terms of working in a practical situation, vocational situation like a motor vehicle workshop. And again, the point that came through here was this is something that can benefit all students.